I'm going to go off script a little bit this morning. There's a message that I've prepared, and it's probably for God and me and not for you. I want to share with you something that's been on my heart for a little while. When you are called to a new place of ministry and a new church family, it's a real blessing. And I've been here 6 months, and some of you have said, I can't believe it's been 6 months already, and some of you said, it's been 6 months already. But one of the things that, as a lead pastor, you have to do is you have to intercede on behalf of your congregation and spend much time in prayer for the people that God has called you to shepherd. And so I've been doing that. And I just want to share with you this morning, as we've partaken in communion, as there have been various elements to the service, in many ways the service this morning has felt a little bit like a potluck where there's all sorts of different dishes. And I trust that you have already heard from the Lord in many different ways, whether it was Mona's song just exalting the finished work of Christ, or whether it was Jason sharing. And Jason is the second best looking guy in the church, so it's good to have him up here sharing. Whether it was Ryan talking about what it means to be the church. And I love that phrase that Hugh had said, and that Ryan repeated this morning, that God's church does not have a mission. God's mission has a church. So I trust, whether you've been encouraged through Colby's testimony as a missions action team leader, and maybe even thinking that that's a position that you want to try, being the action team leader for missions and bringing those updates to us so that we can pray for the gospel. In many ways, you've heard from God in all sorts of different ways and means this morning. And I want to just leave you with one thought, because I really do believe that as a church, we are on a mission, and it's God's mission, not ours. It's bringing the gospel to the lost. And I really believe that one of the most significant ways that we sabotage the mission of God is through harboring unforgiveness in our hearts. And so I want to read you a passage this morning, and I want to just challenge you with it a little bit. Matthew 5. If you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person, and then come and offer your sacrifice to God. This church has a long history. God's done lots of good things, and is going to continue to do lots of good things. And I am becoming more and more convinced as your pastor that one of the hard works that we need to do in order to clear the decks and allow God to be God in our congregation is to do that work of forgiveness towards each other. And I don't know what all of your hurts are. I don't know what your private struggles are. I don't know how other Christians have hurt you. I don't know how this church has hurt you. I don't know what your journey is like. But please let me encourage you to be faithful to that journey, to do that work of forgiveness. And particularly if it is somebody in this building, somebody that you sit on opposite sides of the church from, can we agree to bring whatever that is to Christ? I've walked in unforgiveness myself. I'm walking through forgiveness in my own life right now. Someone once said that when you forgive someone, you actually take the pain that should be rightfully theirs and you bear it, you carry it, you willingly shoulder what they should be shouldering. I think that's only part of the truth, because you never have to carry that hurt, that pain. You never have to carry that very far. It's just from here to the cross. So, as your pastor this morning, I want to first of all say that if in any way, shape, or form in the last 6 months I have hurt any of you, my heart is well-intentioned, but sometimes my mouth runs ahead of my heart. And if you're carrying something, come talk to me and let's lay it aside together. And if you're here as a member of this church and leadership has hurt you in some way, shape, or form, either recent past or far distant past, it's time for you to let go of that. And if you need someone to walk you through that journey, you want to come talk and pour out what's going on and why you're hurting, I'm willing to do that. And if you have someone in your life that the Spirit of the Lord right now is just kind of connecting the back of your head and saying, hey, you've carried that unforgiveness long enough, I hope that you hear that. You've carried it long enough. Leave your gift at the altar. Go and be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come back. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for each other. I'm going to close in prayer. Please stick around for potluck. We're going to share a meal together. But I invite you just to stand with me as we close our service in prayer this morning. I'm so thankful. I'm so eternally thankful that everything I've ever done, deliberate, accidental, whatever, malicious or not, everything I've ever done, everything I ever will do, Jesus, you took care of. And when you taught us to pray, and part of that was forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against each other, it wasn't just a suggestion. Help us as a church to find the grace in offering others the very same forgiveness that you've offered to us. May we, through our love for one another, bring the message of Jesus, a message of forgiveness, to Swift Current. In Jesus' name, amen.